Good morning, everybody. This is Judith Egg Hope. You're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. We had a pretty basic dementia night. She slept okay. Did wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom in the trash can. But she did agree to put on a new Depends, so that's a win. Okay. And she got back in the bed and went to sleep. So as far as an Alzheimer's caregiver night goes, that's a dub. Thank you. So I'm not going to pretend that I thought that Puffy was going to be sued 1 million times. I knew there was a lawsuit coming. You know, I know enough about criminal justice to know when someone is, you know, flirting with charges. But I did not expect this onslaught of civil trials or civil cases to be filed. So there's a new Diddy case. Yes, this would be the third or the fourth, possibly the fifth. But this one is very explosive. This man put pictures in his charges. He has receipts. He has stills from videos. He has pictures of bloody crime scenes. He has pictures of everything he alleges he got a picture of. And there is some underage sex charges in this, as well as some drugging, some sexual assault, some sex trafficking. I mean, if the feds don't come after him now, then you know he has bought off the entire federal government and the Justice Department, because, I mean, this is egregious. This lawsuit is 73 pages. Yes, 73 pages. He filed it February 26th, just in time for Black History Month, because yes, friends, this is Black history. It is a civil case, but he also wants a jury. So that means if they don't go to trial, basically if they do go to trial, that he's going to have it in front of a jury. It won't just be like a bench trial in front of a judge. Like, he wants a jury. And so this is wild. It comes with a trigger warning. Here's the trigger warning. This document contains highly graphic information of a sexual nature, including sexual assault. Additionally, there are graphic images of the aftermath of a shooting. I saw them. He's right. Redacted images of sexual intercourse, redacted images of minors, sex workers, and prostitutes, details of sex trafficking, and the illegal distribution of guns and drugs. Okay. This plaintiff is named Rodney Lil Rod Jones. Apparently he's a music prodigy coming from the gospel arena. Now that Diddy is calling himself Love, which is preposterous, he asked this man to produce the Love Project or whatever, which I don't even remember. But I'll be honest, I don't follow a lot of Puff stuff right now. I mean, his music hasn't been interesting to me probably since Big died, but okay. So basically, Rodney is pretty upset he didn't get paid. Now, I'm more of a proponent of just getting justice to get justice, but I guess he just said, you know, fuck it. He didn't pay me what we agreed I should be paid, or it sounds like he, in some instances, he may have not gotten what he thought he was going to get, but he had to live with this man and travel with this man and be with this man. And this stuff is from 2023. This is not super old stuff. And so he also includes Puffy's son in the lawsuit. Terrible. It's terrible. Like, the president of, I want to say Universal Records is in it. It's like a whole bunch of people that are also being sued. And he claims that, anyway, I want to read parts of it, not all of it, because it's 73 pages. But gosh, if Misa Hilton was upset when Justin got a DUI, she probably, I would actually have a restraining order against her if I was Puff, because she's going to lose her mind. So the defendants are Puffy, his oldest son Justin, Lucian Grange, who's the CEO of Universal, just like a, looks like a pretty regular old white dude, Ethiopia Haptor Mariam, She's the former CEO of Motown Records. Christina Karam, who's Puffy's, I guess, chief of staff. Chief of staff. Yeah, you already know. She done seen and just pretending she don't know what's going on. And she, I bet she's been a part of some really bad stuff, pretending like she doesn't know. Allegedly. I don't know her. I'm just saying, when this kind of stuff is going on, you either know or you don't know. But you can't be the chief of staff and not know. All right. Defendant, Motown Records, also Chalice Studios, where I think a shooting took place. And this dude has pictures of the bloody aftermath. Yeah, and Love Records. Who knew he had another record company? How is Puffy continuing to get record deals? Good grief. And a whole bunch of other people. So Lil Rod Jones, he's from Chicago. He's a gospel music prodigy. I mean, he plays a ton of instruments. He's well known in the gospel industry. He's worked with Smokey Norville, the Clark Sisters. These are all Smokey Norville and Donald Lawrence, Georgia Mass Choir. These are all well known gospel acts. So it says here, on or about August 2022, Mr. Jones received a call from Mr. Combs requesting that he produce several songs on a rhythm and blues album titled The Love Album, Off the Grid, Love Album. Never heard of it. Mr. Jones agreed, and his life has been detrimentally impacted ever since. Ugh. So from September 22 to November 2023, okay, Cassie's lawsuit came out, I want to say, in November. Mr. Jones produced 9 songs on Mr. Combs' Love Album. Mr. Jones lives with Mr. Combs for months at a time, spending holidays, birthdays, and missing major family events. Mr. Jones resided at Mr. Combs' residence located in Los Angeles, New York, and Miami. Mr. Jones also spent several weeks on a yacht rented by Mr. Combs. Okay, on this yacht, I believe Cuba Gooding Jr., groped and became way too familiar with Lil Rod on that boat, allegedly. And you know, Cuba's been known to have a drinking problem, so who knows what's been going on there. Who wants to run into old drunk Cuba Gooding on a boat owned by Puffy? That sounds like a straight-to-DVD movie from Tyler Perry. All right. Throughout his time with Mr. Combs, Mr. Jones witnessed, experienced, and endured many things that went far beyond his role as producer on the Love Album. Hundreds. So this man apparently is very good with his phone and took all these pictures and made videos. And according to this, Puffy wanted him to, I don't know what he was using, but it says Mr. Combs required Mr. Jones to record him constantly. On several occasions, Mr. Combs took Mr. Jones' cell phone and began recording himself. As a result, Mr. Jones has secured hundreds of hours of footage and audio recordings of Mr. Combs, his staff, and his guests engaging in serious illegal activity. So here's what's also interesting. I knew something wasn't right with Puffy when maybe 10 years ago, maybe not that long. Yeah, about 10 years ago, because social media was not super as pervasive as it is now. And on his Twitter or Instagram, he took a video and posted it of himself peeing. And I thought it was so inappropriate and so wild. And I'm like, why would he do this? It was within the last 10 years, and it was so disgusting and disturbing to me. And it's like, why would he pee on camera? And then I parked that in the back of my brain, and I was like, this dude is inappropriate. That just doesn't seem right. Then, of course, YouTube really started having little bits and pieces. Now, what's on there now is nothing compared to what it was like 5 years ago. There wasn't that much stuff, but you would find little no-name people here and there, folks that weren't famous, explaining how they'd go to these parties and there would be so many drugs and so much sex, and they'd get assaulted or blackmailed or whatever. And it would be people that just left and you never heard of them. And then little by little, you'd see like The Game. He would say like, you think people are straight, but they're not. And then you'd see, you know, 50, who I'm not sure has room to throw stones. Many people think he's also closeted, but he has always pointed a finger at Puffy. And I think Puffy's whole argument was like, you can see he loves me, which is code for he does the same shit I do. All right. So he has hundreds of hours of this terrible stuff. So he has secured irrefutable evidence of the acquisition, use, oh my Lord, and distribution of ecstasy, cocaine, GHB, ketamine, marijuana, and mushrooms. The displaying and distribution of unregistered illegal firearms. Do you know how many people get caught every day because they have videos that they post regularly of them doing illegal stuff and the cops are like, got him. All right, here we go. So Mr. Combs providing laced alcoholic beverages to minors and sex workers at his homes in California, New York. I mean, he just spread it around the U.S. Virgin Islands and Florida. Mr. Combs, chief of staff, KK, Christina Corum, instructing her staff to retrieve drugs so she can provide it to Mr. Combs for his consumption. Christian Combs drugging and sexually assaulting a woman. I didn't notice his name the first time I read this. So his youngest son involved as well. See, that's problematic. That's Kim Porter's son, and I'm pretty sure she's upset. Mr. in the afterlife. Mr. Combs detailing how he planned to leverage his relationship with Bishop T.D. Jakes to soften the impact on his public image of Cassie Ventura's lawsuit. Fail. Because now everybody looking at T.D. with a side eye. Okay. Swallowed. All right. Young Miami's cousin and or assistant sexually assaulting Mr. Jones. Actor Cuba Gooding Jr., like I said, sexually harassing and assaulting Mr. Jones. Rapper 3 redacted on Mr. Combs' yacht consorting with underage girls, sex workers, and R&B singer 4 redacted in Mr. Combs' Los Angeles home consorting with underage girls and sex workers. So he gives clues to who these people are. Meek Mill allegedly is one of the rappers that is mentioned in this lawsuit. I think Usher's name is one of the people that comes up in this lawsuit. It's very lengthy, you guys. It's 73 pages. He details the shooting. It was an argument between, it sounds like it was on the, okay, so here's the shooting at Chalice Recording Studios. Mr. Combs, his son Justin's friend named G. G is a 30-year-old tall African-American male. In addition, there were other musicians there on the evening during this camp, because it was some sort of producer's camp that Puffy held, which is, I wouldn't go. Mr. Combs, Justin Combs, and G were in a heated conversation. So Justin was fighting, I guess, with his dad and his friend, or the three of them were fighting. I don't know. And then they moved out of the studio and into a restroom adjacent to where Mr. Jones was sitting, which is weird. Three grown men in a bathroom. So Mr. Jones was approximately 2 feet away from the bathroom when gunshots rang out. Mr. Jones recalls hearing multiple gunshots. And then Mr. Jones did get up and, like, Puffy and his son walk out and tell them to lie. And this guy got up, tried to stop the bleeding on Justin's friend, called 911, and then had to lie to them. But also he took pictures and then he added the pictures into the lawsuit. Then it goes on. The next thing is Mr. Jones was sexually harassed and assaulted by Mr. Combs. Apparently every place they went, he would, after, as a heterosexual Christian man, Mr. Jones was uncomfortable with Mr. Combs's advances and expressed his discomfort to KK, the chief of staff. She said, you know, Sean will be Sean. And she attempted to downplay Mr. Combs' groping of Mr. Jones's anus. How do you grope somebody's anus and genitals as friendly horseplay? stating that those acts were Mr. Combs' way of showing that he likes you, Mr. Jones. Okay. And then apparently Mr. Combs used to, he would force this guy to work in his bathroom, and then Puffy would walk around naked and shower in a clear glass enclosure. Ew. Even if that is a man, that's sexual harassment. And if it was a woman, it would be no doubt. But how you grope somebody anus? Did he stick his finger up this man's, allegedly, up this man's butt? Like, I'm confused. He grabbed at his, because they not saying they grabbed at his butt. He said he grabbed at his anus. The anus ain't exposed, so, ooh. Despite these assurances, on several occasions when Mr. Combs began to undress and walk around his house naked, KK would say, "Okay, I'm leaving now," and she would disappear. KK's hypocrisy is breathtaking at best, or enabling at worst. So that's why she part of the lawsuit, because she just let this man get groped, and, you know. So he felt like he was being groomed. There is a still. So apparently when Puffy decided to, like, you know, try to sell the sex to this dude, like, come on, dude, everybody's having gay sex. I mean, I guess everybody in his orbit is. So Mr. Combs was aware that Mr. Jones looked up to and idolized music producer Stevie J. Stevie J has been on Love and Hip Hop, and Stevie J was one of the hitmen, and he was supposed to be really musically talented, and I don't doubt that he is, but he's been kind of a mess. He's on Love and Hip Hop. And so, you know, he's had like this storied career with Puffy, and he was one of the producers on the Love album. And literally in this lawsuit, there is a still. So Mr. Combs used access to Stevie J and his knowledge of Mr. Jones' admiration of Stevie J to groom and entice Mr. Jones to engage in homosexuality. So Mr. Combs went so far as to share a video of Stevie J anally penetrating a Caucasian male without a condom. This was done to ease Mr. Jones's anxiety concerning homosexuality. According to Mr. Combs, this is a normal practice in the music industry. Look, even Stevie J is doing it. And literally, y'all, I'm looking at the picture, and this looks like Stevie J, and then it's clearly the torso of a white male. Wow. And so, yes. Oh, my God. There's two pictures. Oh, my God. And then there's a third one that's blacked out. So who knows what's going on in there? Young Miami, who is Puffy's current quote unquote girlfriend, her cousin sexually assaulted this guy. And yes, she's a female. But, you know, when you don't want to have sex with somebody and they continue to, try to make it happen, it's problematic. Especially this man is clearly trying to tell everybody he is a Christian. He's a Christian performer. He's not interested in this stuff. And then people are always going to say, well, why didn't he just leave then? But I'm telling you, it's so much harder than it looks, because this is your career and you're taking your career seriously. And this is your income. You're trying to make money. You're trying to survive. And if you didn't know anything was like this, this is a good look on your resume. I feel bad for anybody who has to have sex with their boss or employer because they feel pressure to do it. That's why you shouldn't do it. That's why as a boss, you should never prey on your employees. And as an employee, you should just avoid this because it's your word against theirs. Although this man has pictures and videos. So there's trafficking and, excuse me, I had to blow my nose. This stuff is making my allergies act up. So on or about February 4th, 2023, Mr. Combs forced Mr. Jones to bring prostitutes and sex workers back to his home. During this time, I think he thinks he was also drugged. There's some weird still shots where he wakes up with these sex workers. He thinks he was drugged. And then he was also required to recruit sex workers on other occasions from some place called the Booby Trap on the River. What in the world? Puffy is depraved, allegedly. I mean, there's something really not right here. He promised this man a Grammy. He offered him $250,000 to purchase all the instruments he wanted. He promised him ownership of his $20 million property on Star Island. He promised access to record label executives. Mr. Combs would often switch up his approach. He would go from promising Mr. Jones the world to threatening Mr. Jones with physical harm. Oh, look. Mr. Jones had no desire to solicit and or have sex with the individual in the previous paragraphs. Mr. Combs used his power and influence to intimidate and force Mr. Jones into soliciting and sleeping with the individuals above, these people from the booby trap. Lord, what a terrible name. For, I guess, if you're selling sex, but the booby trap on the river. Lord. His mom's name is in here. Oh, listen to this. Mr. Combs would often switch up his approach. Like I just said, Mr. Combs threatened to eat Mr. Jones' face and inform Mr. Jones that he is willing to kill his mother, Janice Combs, if he must in order to get what he wants. So he wouldn't think twice to harm Mr. Jones. Whoa. That is unhinged. This man seems unhinged. And then... going further, more drugs, more sex workers. He obviously laced all the liquor and got underage girls drunk and took advantage of them. Then there's pictures of Justin Combs with an underage female, Puffy with an underage female. Oh my God, this is sad. Here's the Cuba Gooding part. I mean, God, can you imagine? This sounds like hell on earth. So according to this, Mr. Jones attempted to work with Mr. Combs to secure his publishing and royalty rights for the work he completed on the record. Mr. Combs only offered Mr. Jones $29,000 for 13 months, thousands of hours of work, and 9 songs that made it to the Love album. Ironically, Mr. Jones was willing to take $50,000. His publishing and royalties. Mr. Combs' self-serving greed would not allow him to pay Mr. Jones an additional $21,000. Well, $21,000 and his anus, to be fair. Gosh, so apparently he didn't get paid what he wanted to get paid, and wow, all of this. So, and there's some more still shots, and then people like threatening him. This is horrible. I'm only 25 pages in. It's 50 more pages. This dude gets into it. He gets into a lot of stuff, and wow. This guy compares Puffy's chief of staff to Ghislaine Maxwell. This is wild. If you want to look it up, and I mean, it's 70 something pages. And there are implications that there are times where he wanted to convince this dude to have sex with him. So he mentions, well, Usher did it, allegedly. And he basically, you know, codes his name, but it's clearly Usher. Meek Mill gets thrown under the bus. I mean, this is a lot. He has done a lot of dirt. Y'all, I'm not even into, like, I can't even read all of this. This dude is going to really, really be broke. Really broke. Super broke. Because I think this man wants $30 million. You should have just paid him the $50,000. Although I do believe you should come forward when something like this happens. When you know all of this and you didn't come forward before, you still should be held accountable. But coming forward for money is wrong, but wow. This dude, yikes. I don't see how Puffy avoids prison. I don't understand how he could avoid it. Why was Beyonce doing a commercial for like a cell phone company? Did y'all see that? Or did I dream that? I feel like I saw a real commercial with her. Once it was it for Verizon or something. Like, what is happening? Sometimes it feels like Beyonce just needs money. I don't know why. but she will never take a break. And who is paying her fee now? Who can afford to pay? Because when she was doing Let Me Upgrade You for DirecTV, she was worth a lot less than what she worth now. She got a country record out. She going on another tour. She making TV. She is stacking her coins. Do you understand me? She working like she got a debt. Like, what's going on? You got parking tickets or something? What's happening? Why is she? I mean, she really got some sort of serious debt. Is she getting divorced? I know they had an ironclad prenup. They had to have. Or maybe she just don't want to be at home. I don't know. I don't know these people. Clearly. Because I'm going to tell you one thing about Sean Puffy Combs. I used to be proud that he went to Howard. But I don't know about that now. This is scary. This is real scary stuff. If you want to look at it, you can just Google it. But I'm telling you, it's 73 pages. And he got pictures. He got all kinds of stuff in here. But I hit the high points. Groping the man's anus. Yipes. That's what's deep. You grope this man's anus and genitals. How you grope somebody's anus? I don't know. Would you have filed this lawsuit? Would you have just endured that if Puffy had paid you what he should have paid you? And that's the same with Cassie. As soon as this lawsuit came out, he was like, oh, no. I'm not paying you any money, Kat. And then all this shit came out, and he's like, ooh. Then it sounds like he was going to get the counsel of T.D. Jakes, but nah, you didn't drag T.D. Jakes down. This is something. This is something. Puffy is basically Caligula. It's February 29th. I don't know when the last time it was February 29th, but that should let you know how rando our calendar is. Everything's just so made up. Every now and again, we'll just, is it every 4 years? We'll just throw in an extra day on the shortest month. Who determined all this? It's weird. Anyway, enjoy your February 29th. It's the last day of Black History, but guess what? I'm going to be black tomorrow, too. And I'm going to be making some history. So if they got rid of Black History, I'd be fine with it. Plus, there's this dude at my job who keeps sending out these third grade level reports. Black history trivia. I went to Howard. Keep your trivia. Plus, this is insulting. We black every day. Don't play into this. That's why I don't like period pieces. We're still alive. I just remembered yesterday. That's why I didn't like the other installment of True Detective with Mahershala Ali. It was set in the past. It was like a period piece. I was like, nah, damn it. I'm not watching no more period pieces. And he had dementia. And I was like, that's too much. Too close. Too soon. And I'm tired of all black shit being in the past. Oprah is a big part of the problem with that. She don't want to make no movie that has black people living contemporary lives. We're still alive. And we still have the same problems everybody else has. Stop trying to erase us from the present tense. Shit's not subtle either. Have an amazing Thursday, February 29th. Take care of yourselves.